Lee stared at her phone. She'd been texting Jared at this time every day for weeks until yesterday. They'd been not dating exactly, but not dating. Ugh. Being single was so confusing. They'd been seeing each other, talking every day. She hadn't realized how much she'd come to rely on sending him a stupid joke at 4 p.m. every day and getting some kind of response from him until yesterday, when it hadn't happened. It was like a craving. Just text him. Friends could still text each other, and Jared had said no matter what happened, he still wanted to be friends. Lee wanted that too. She didn't blame him for needing some space. His ex, Marissa, had turned up on his doorstep, promising him everything he'd ever wanted from her. They had 7 years of history together, 7 years of effort, of trying to make their relationship work. She and Jared had been seeing each other, well, sort of, for maybe a couple months? Yeah, in a romance novel, Marissa and Jared would be the main storyline. The second chance romance. The woman who realizes everything she's about to lose and goes to make the effort to keep her man. Lee would be the other woman. The stalker date who wouldn't let go. The bad guy. Lee's own storyline was much more depressing. Definitely not a romance. Lately, it kind of felt like a soap opera. She was the girl no one wanted. Not even the guy she'd been trying to make things work with for 7 years. Michael, her ex-boyfriend. The man she thought was the love of her life, her soulmate, her everything, hadn't been satisfied with just her. He'd wanted to date other women, to know what it was like to have sex with other women. Until the most recent breakup, they'd only ever had sex with each other. Since the breakup, Lee had slept with a couple of guys, enough to know that while sex could be fun without emotion, she preferred it with. It was definitely more fun with. Unfortunately, Michael didn't want to get back together, and the only other guy she'd started to feel emotions for, well, they hadn't gotten that far before his ex had shown up on the scene.
Ugh!
Lucky bastard! It didn't really hurt that much, compared to having her heart ripped out of her chest and crushed by Michael. This little scratch by Jared was next to nothing. She'd cry a little bit over it, of course. She really did like Jared, and she felt a little bruised, but she also felt happy for him. Jared deserved to be happy, and she was glad his story was getting a fairy tale ending. She might have also cried a little bit because she was envious. Part of her wanted to scream, "Why him? Why not me?" What was it about Jared that had brought Marissa back to him that Lee didn't have? Why didn't Michael want her back? Yeah, he'd been pissed about her sleeping with other guys, although she thought that might be because so far he hadn't managed to do the same with another woman. But he didn't want her back, even though he didn't want her with other guys. Or, well, he did want her back. He just also wanted to be able to date other women.